am thankful for the things we sometimes miss. For health and time and friendship, love and happiness. When I count God's blessings, I lose track. There's no way I could ever pay it back. And I'm thankful. Yes, I'm thankful. Yes, I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen.
Take your hymnals out, if you would. The Tan Hymnal. Man, thank you for that song. What a beautiful.
Amen.
If you could open up to number 3 in your hymnal. We don't use these very often because I don't know why. I guess because we didn't grow up doing it very often. At least I didn't. But what we're going to do tonight in some of our scripture reading is called responsive readings. And so what's going to happen is on number, I think I told you the wrong one. Don't worry, I do that a lot. We're going to get to this one later. Turn to 236 first, 236. Unless that's wrong, and then we'll do something else. Yeah, let's start with 236. And this goes along with what I mentioned earlier about coming with that heart of repentance. So 236, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read the part that's not bold. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he's near. And then you guys are all together going to read the bold part. If you understand what I'm saying, could you just nod your head yes?
Amen.
All right, cool. So you guys know how to do this?
Yeah.
Sweet. You ready? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Let the
and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Amen.
That's what our Savior does when we come with repentance to him. Now go back to 3. Sorry. Number 3. This is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving,
for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Before we sing again together, I wonder, does anybody have something you're thankful for you want to share with everybody tonight?
I'm thankful for my family.
Thankful for your family. Praise the Lord.
Thankful to Dawson's
here. I heard somebody over here.
The church.
Thankful for the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else thankful Jesus saved you when you ask him to?
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord knows I need that.
Amen. That's right. None of us needed it any more than another. We all needed it the same. Amen. Answer prayer there. Good memories with family that you miss. Praise the Lord. Precious memories.
I'm thankful that my loved ones are in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful for the fact that we can pray to him and he has the ability to answer any prayer he chooses to.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he called us to be together with him.
Amen.
He cleansed us and white us.
Amen. I'm thankful for all of you. And I'm thankful for the scriptures that we've read, the truth of God's word. You mentioned answered prayer. A couple of you mentioned some answered prayers. We learned some things yesterday about medical issues and bleeds, stopping the bleed and things like that. But there was one scenario that when a person, if they're injured bad enough and they lose too much blood, there's really nothing that medical science can do. But there was one indicator. When somebody had lost just too much blood, there was only one difference. In all the studies that have been done, one thing made a difference between those who live and those who die. Can you guess what it is?
Prayer.
Prayer. Clinical studies, medical science has studied that and found the only contributing factor at a certain point is prayer.
Amen.
And I'm sure that shocks the fool out of some medical people. But it doesn't surprise me at all, because I know prayer works. And I know on the other side of that, on the top half of that, where they're looking at medical science and saying, look what we did, I also know that prayer made the difference there too. So praise God for answered prayers. Yes. Yeah, amen. Yep. How many of you ever seen somebody that medicine said there's nothing we can do, but you saw God do something? Anybody else? Because I have. And I thank God for it. We have a lot to be thankful for. So let's sing and give thanks to his name.
We're going to sing another congregational, and right after that, I'll ask Steve and Jeannie to come and sing and Brother Aaron to sing. Let's turn in our hymnals to page 81, please. What Child Is This? Page 81. If you're able to, I'm going to ask you to stand on the last verse. That way you can stretch a little bit. I'll remind you when we get there. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Hastens to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where rocks and ass are feeding? Christians fear, for sinners hear the silent word is bleeding. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come rich and poor too. salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone Him.
This
is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
Haste
to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Amen. I saw a couple of smiles. I forgot to have y'all stand up, didn't I? You want to stand up and have a word of prayer before we go on?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, y'all stand up while they're coming, and we're going to pray together again. See, you still get to stand up. Brother Roger, will you lead us in prayer?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we do want to come to you and thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you for the love you bestow upon each one of us, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for your Son that died on the cross for each one of us, Heavenly Father, for this knowledge. Forgive us what we fail you. Lord, just be with us and guide us. Be with our church, family, and watch over each one, Lord. Help us through each thing, Lord. Just always forgive me for I pray you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
Y'all better pray for it. We both got frogs. And I need it. My eyes on.
In a world where fear and turmoil, in a race that seems so hard to run, Lord, I need Thy rich infilling. Even so, even so, Lord Jesus, come. My heart doth long for Thee. Though I failed and betrayed Thy trust, even so, my heart doth long.
Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scar in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. So roll back the curtain of memories now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord.
We have some great songs we get to sing, don't we?
Amen.
Here. Look at number 4, if you would, in your hymnal. Number 4 is a portion of Psalm 95, and it's Sing Unto the Lord. Are you ready? O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is great, a great God, and a great King above all gods. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Will you go back to the towards the middle, 238? O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. And on the next page, number 240, and if you're willing and able, will you stand with me while we read this last responsive reading together? These are selections from different places in the New Testament, and I just want to remind you that in everything we need to give thanks. For everything we give thanks. So no matter what our circumstances are, we can always and must always be grateful. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
In
giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Philip, would you please lead us in another word of prayer?
Father, then there are the material blessings of home and heart, of family and friends, and for church family, Father, we give you thanks. May we always be thankful to you in all things and for all things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated.
Going to invite you to take a hymnal one more time. We're going to turn number 72 and sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful." And we have two more specials. We're going to be blessed with a Serenity, and with the Rockard family is going to do a special for us tonight. 72. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye, to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. O sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Serenity, are you ready? Thank you, guys.
Thank you. sea, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day.
If you would open your Bibles this time to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It is a blessing to be able to gather with you guys tonight like we got Amen. To pray together, to read the Word of God together, to sing together, Amen. And to listen to others sing. But I want to tell you that the only reason any of this is possible is because of Jesus.
Amen.
He brought salvation to all who believe. And I know I'm surrounded by a lot of believers tonight, but the reality is I can't look in anybody's heart. I can't know that you're saved, but you can. And my prayer for all of you and anybody watching online is this, that tonight you can say, I know I have eternal life because I'm trusting in Christ alone. You know you've repented and believed the gospel, and that's the hope that we have. Titus chapter 2. Verse 11 says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He came once. And he died for our sins, and he rose again. He ascended up into heaven, and friends, he is coming again.
Amen.
And what a day that'll be.
Amen.
What a day that will be when I see my Savior face to face, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So trust in Christ alone, and after you've done that, look for him because he's coming again, and live for him because he's coming again. His grace teaches us that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world because we're looking for his coming. I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful above all things for Christ our Savior. I'm going to ask you to stand with me one last time if you're able. We're going to pray and be dismissed tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. I hope that tonight has been a blessing to your heart. It has been to mine. Did we miss anybody that was supposed to sing? Was that ever Bill Don? He doesn't even know what to say. I bet Jenny would sing with you if you did. See, yeah, as a safe bet, huh? Yeah, seen that. I am so thankful for all of you. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. We're to pray and be dismissed. And have a great rest of your week. Be safe. Anybody who's traveling, please pray one for another. And do you have any prayer requests that you need to mention tonight before we go? Remember Brother Gary Richards in your prayers. Okay. Remember? Yes.
All of you that prayed for Maggie and her baby. She had him. He was a month early, but they're both doing very good at home.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes, Paulina. Okay, please pray for Paulina's family. Keep them in your prayers.
I have a former sister-in-law that I've been very close to for many years, and she may be deceased as I speak, but she was on death's bed a couple hours ago. For her family, I would request prayer.
Okay. The last name or any?
Last name is Wasson, W-A-S-S-O-N, Lynn Wasson.
Let's certainly pray for this family. Brother Clayton's brother, Harold, is going home on hospice care. So please pray for Brother Clayton. Pray for Harold and his family. And I thank God that he has a testimony of faith in Jesus.
Amen.
And just keep praying for all of that family in this time. No, Brother Dwight West is a pastor in Florence Street in Broken Arrow in the hospital. Please keep him in your prayers. And Miss Betty, yes. Okay. Hi, bye. We're glad we got to see you for a minute. And we are praying for you, brother. Pray for Boston. Anything else? Are you glad you were here tonight? Please, please keep everybody, one another in your prayers. And remember, don't come back tomorrow night. I mean, you can, but just do it all over again if you want to. But no services tomorrow night. We look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday. And God bless you all. Brother Frank, would you pray us out?